Loughborough. Battle Creek, Michigan, August 24, 1874. Elder J.N. Loughborough. My husband cannot have any control of these manifestations of the Spirit of God. I have visions when hundreds of miles from him. I have had visions under all circumstances. In regard to my seeing people saved, crowned in heaven with brilliant crowns, and then seeing the same doomed and damned, this is false. I have never seen any soul saved in the kingdom, only that those who believed the truth of God and suffered persecution, if faithful and obedient to all God's requirements, would, with Paul, receive a crown brilliant with stars. Their salvation was on condition of their obedience to all God's requirements. I have never yet expressed to any living mortal that I saw them doomed, damned, and lost forever. It was these very fanatics whom I was sent to reprove, who made these harsh, denunciatory expressions that I have ever been called upon to reprove. Will Mrs. Burdick produce her thousands of living witnesses? The views were limited, the number of believers were very few. My testimony was listened to and received, but by a very few. I was repulsed and rejected by the fanatical because I reproved their errors. I was rejected by those who were denouncing the movement in 1844 as not being of God. I was shut out from the sympathy of the unbelieving world. Will Mrs. Burdick produce her thousands to prove the statement she has made? I traveled from place to place, exposed to criticism and fanaticism, ever bearing a testimony against harshness and error and fanaticism. In places where the people of God were in error and in great peril, I would be sent to them with a message of warning. I was obliged to brace myself in God against flattery and against wily deceptions to throw me off my guard and lead me to unfaithfulness. I was but a child, yet God wrought in a most marked manner through me to save his people from the fanaticism that was sweeping through the ranks of Adventists. Snares were laid for me on the right hand and on the left. But God would send me warning of these dangers, and I escaped. We found Brother Nichols' family in danger of deception in regard to influences brought to bear upon them from different sources. The vision given in the house of Brother Nichols saved them from these errors, for which they were very grateful, as they afterwards saw the length those went who refused to be warned by the testimonies God had given me. In regard to my acquaintance with Welcome, I have seen and spoken with the man, but have no acquaintance with him. He was in meetings once or twice where I sometimes lost my strength, about the time of 1844 and soon after 1844. But I had no vision until about January or February. I cannot now state definitely which. After that time, he did not, to my knowledge, attend any meetings where I was, and he never saw me have a vision. The only reason that Elder Damon became my enemy was because I had reproved his errors and fanaticism. After he and his followers renounced their errors, they had said so much against the testimonies that they saw too much to do to take back their blasphemous speeches to attempt it. Therefore, they have pressed the matter to the bitter end. They have the same feelings of prejudice against me as did the Jews against Christ, and will make any false statements that will serve their purposes best, for this is in accordance with their no law principle. Where there is no law, there is no transgression. My professed Advent brethren pursue the very same course toward me that the Jews who rejected Jesus pursued toward Christ. In bearing false statements, they testify to lies which they have repeated so frequently that they believe them to be truth. I have felt sad only as I see honest ones who do not discern the object and purposes of the emissaries of Satan, deceived by them and stumbling over their statements. But the Lord knows just how to deal with this class, and He can make their devices and bitter enmity rebound upon their own heads. Said our Savior, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Matthew 5, verse 11-12.